Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Christine Williams.
And you are listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for people who play with needles.
And, yes.
And those people who love them or whatever that is that you got cooked up there. Yes.
I'll work it out.
Okay, yeah, you come up with a line for us. There it is. So I do have to say something about the Sunday podcast with Mary Legolay. We did have problems with Mary's microphone, so if you know there's extra noise, it kind of got distracting at times. Nothing we could do about that. And then her phone rang in the middle of the thing, and somebody let me know I forgot to edit that out, so I apologize for that. And you get to hear the phone ringing, but of course people think, well, why don't I edit it and repost it? Well, that changes the time length. And with iTunes and the other things, other podcasting services, I'm nervous that would then mess up the feed in some way, and then you'd have trouble getting it at all. So I just got to let it go and be better about it next time. So apologize for the audio annoyances, but we do try hard to not have those. So anyway, she has a nice clear ringtone on her phone, so that was nice.
Well, and everybody should hear the things that we do edit out, because it's things like cats fighting,
yes,
trains, crashes from people's kitchens, from 14-year-old boys doing things that they shouldn't be doing. All kinds of things happen. So.
Yep. And you probably noticed Christine is not as clear this time. It's because she's in her car at work. Because we're fitting this into our lives so we can make sure we get a midweek show out. So
So I'm grateful for everyone's patience for the fact that I have a regular job. So until this becomes self-sufficient, I do have to work for a living, and I work in a factory. So my car was the quietest place within a 3-block radius. So here we are.
There we
anyway.
Go. Anyway, so it'll work.
So what are we doing?
Well, I wanted to say about, you know, last time we talked about I had some linen that was wrinkled and I was going to have to deal with it, and got some good suggestions. This one, I had not heard of this one. Liz Angus wrote that wet your linen, roll it, and place it in your freezer, and then she leaves it for 2 days, but she thinks one day would work, then defrost on a towel and steam press, and she says it works every time. And I'd never heard of freezing linen, but anyway.
Me neither.
Yeah, that was different. And then Janet, I don't know her last name, said use vinegar, dilute vinegar, 1 to 2 teaspoons per 2 cups of water in a spray bottle. And so that was different. Vinegar seems to solve a lot of problems. So
it does. And you know what else? What I use actually just during ironing, and I didn't even think of it until now, is fabric softener. So if you take just a couple of teaspoons of fabric softener and put it in a spray bottle and dilute that out, so just enough to give it a little bit of scent, that will do the trick completely. And because that's what fabric softener is made for, the whole purpose of it chemically is to relax fibers and allow them to lie, you know, straighter. So fabric softener and vinegar is basically doing exactly the same thing. So
It's just whatever
you want. Yeah.
That makes chemical sense to me then, so that's good.
Uh-huh.
And then Linda Cassera, probably messed that up, Green, she was the first one I heard from, and so I went with her suggestion. She used tepid water and a dab of Dawn soap, and then she said soak it and rinse 2 or 3 times and steam iron. So, okay, so here's what I went through, and I solved the problem. So I went and read Mary Corbett's with 1T suggestion, but her process is designed to shrink the linen, because she's saying that she's looking at stitching on things that might be a tablecloth or, you know, something that's going to get washed and used, and so you don't want to stitch and then have it shrink.
Uh-huh.
So her goal is to shrink it and get that over with and then stitch. So that and that's not what was going to work for me for these projects, because I don't want to shrink them. So so that didn't work. But then Linda Green, her process, so what I did was I took a large Tupperware bowl and did put just a small dab of Dawn soap in, and then I used tepid water, almost a little cold, And then I just took the linen, and I had one that I didn't care if it got ruined. I had a small piece I didn't care if it got ruined that was really badly creased. And so that was what I experimented with. So I put it in there. I just put it in, and I just kind of squished it. I didn't wring it or anything. I just kind of squished it and moved it up and down in the water, in the soapy water, and then dumped that out, and then did three different rinses in clear water to make sure there was no soap left. And I used so little soap that it was pretty easy to get it rinsed out. And then the linen was then well wrinkled. And then I rolled it up in a towel and to soak all the water out. And then I just steam ironed on the highest setting, and by golly, not a single wrinkle. Absolutely smooth as silk. So that works. So then I went to the piece of linen I really cared about that I have for a sampler. That and I had ironed it, you know, and then a couple of days had passed, and the wrinkles had even intensified a little bit, so I knew it was that wasn't going to work. And by golly, it worked again. It worked perfect. So that was a simple thing, and it didn't shrink. I measured them before and after, and neither of them shrunk a bit. So now I have linen that is absolutely smooth, no wrinkles, no creases or anything, and it just took, you know, maybe 5 minutes of this washing process, and then ironing. Uh-huh. Of course, ironing took a while because, you know, you have to keep beating on it with steam and heat till it caves. But then, right, you know, once it, you could see the linen relaxing, those wrinkles went right away. So, you know, thanks to Linda for that solution. That worked great.
Yeah. And I think it really, the key there is just wetting it a lot, right? And adding something into it, either the Dawn or a fabric softener, because that's going to allow the fibers to relax. That's the key.
Yeah.
It's just enough water to get those chemicals distributed. And then the steam will do it. So and it is really annoying to try to stitch on something that is difficult like that.
Right. Well, see, and this is going to sound really sexist, but, you know, I don't have a lifetime of ironing. I mean, I know how to iron, and I do iron, but I'm not above it. But, you know, but I just have not, I don't have years of experience with different types of cloth and how to get wrinkles out. So I was really nervous because, you know, linen's not cheap. So I was just really nervous about it, and I didn't want to ruin particularly this good piece of linen. I just, it was scared to death. And boy, I'll tell you, I was shocked. I even said to Marga, I can't believe how much heat and steam linen will take and be unfazed. I mean, it was just, I just stood there watching, watching linen, football and just beating cotton, the crap out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty indestructible heat wise. Linen can take a lot, cotton can, silk, not so much. So silk, you want to be a little bit careful with and increase your heat gradually and try it on a small piece because what will happen is it won't burn, but it'll wrinkle a little bit. It'll pull sometimes, and then you end up putting more wrinkles in. And the other thing is that anything synthetic that you stitch on, so if you're stitching on a satin, and you're using a polyester satin, be very careful of those, because anything that's made out of, not all polyesters, but like acetates and things, will just melt. So just, you know, anything that's a man-made fiber, I would absolutely try on, even if it's just on the edge of the fabric first before you iron the whole thing, because of course I know that because, you know, being a 12-year-old person ironing things, you learn by melting your favorite shirt, you know, and that's exactly how you learn. So natural fibers tend to be pretty durable. Man-made fibers tend to melt sometimes, and because that's how they're made, really. They melt them like nylon, right, and then draw them out into strands. So you know, if you remelt them, that's not a good thing.
Right. So that was a good learning good learning experience. And then what I did, I don't know if this is just insanity or what it is, but now I have two pieces of linen that I want to use that have no wrinkles in them. So now what to do with them? So it turned out I had a piece of unused 1.5-inch PVC pipe from aquarium plumbing. So I washed that. And then I used acid-free tissue paper to separate the linen from the PVC pipe, and then I wrapped, just rolled the linen around the pipe, and and put paper on the outside so that when it was all done, it was covered in acid-free tissue paper, and it was separated from the pipe, and then just taped it and put it in a plastic bag and put it in my storage drawer. So I know that when I'm done or ready to use it, then I know that I won't have to deal with wrinkles. So so that was
little
solution.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Or you could just store it wrinkled and iron it when you're ready.
Yeah, but I'd gone to all that work, so I wasn't going to...
But
again.
I think I like the idea. I going forward, when I can imagine, a point in time where you have lots and lots of different types of fabrics, storing them on rolls like that makes a lot of sense, because that's what fabric places do. If you go into New York City into the garment district, etc., that when you go in for good fabrics, they're all stored on rolls. They're not really on bolts. Bolts are more for craft type fabrics. So that's why, because there's no wrinkles. So storing them on mini rolls like that is kind of a cool idea. And it's nice because you can imagine them stacked up and you could see them too.
Right.
So I like that idea.
Yeah, worked out great. So that's my saga of wrinkled linen. And so thanks to everybody for the suggestions, and particularly to Linda Green for hers, because that's the one I tried and that worked. So yay. And now this week's this show is going to be short here because we're almost done, but it's short because the real show this week is a video I did with my friend Mary McGuire. And what we did is Mary is a very, very talented needlepointer. And I just love it, looking at her work. It's just beautiful every time. And she does a lot of it, just a ton of it. And so what she did is she got a bunch of projects from her walls, and then she has a whole bunch of them at Welcome Stitchery, where she works, that are all models that are hanging on the walls. And so she took a bunch of those. And what she did was she identified her 10 favorite needlepoint stitches. And so then I went to her house. I went to her house on a dining room table, hand-holding my phone as a video camera and with a microphone. And what we did was we talked about her 10 favorite stitches and just shuffled in and out projects as examples. And about an hour and 15 minutes worth of talking about Mary's favorite stitches and how they work. We don't show how to stitch them. There's plenty of places to find how to stitch them. But just showing examples, different colors, different fibers, how they fit into designs. And we just had a great time talking about her 10 favorite stitches. I was really surprised that the one she started out with first was basket weave. She really likes basket weave. I find it tedious and boring, but... We went through and horsing around a little bit too as we talked, but I really enjoyed putting it together and recording it, and then when we finished the piece, making the video out of it, and it's not professional. I mean, we don't blank out while we're switching projects. You just get to see the table underneath.
It's friends chatting.
Yeah, and but close up shots of the stitches. And you get to see how they fit into the whole project. So it was a lot of fun to do. And, of course, Mary is very knowledgeable, so she can go on forever talking about these things, which is really helpful. And so that's what really this midweek show this week is that video. And so we'll make the video available on our website, wetalkfiber.com. And then it is also going to be on our FlossTube YouTube channel. So just search for FlossTube Fiber Talk and you'll find it. And, and you can watch that, that video that we made, Mary's 10 favorite needlepoint stitches. So if you're a needlepointer or like to dabble and want to see what some of these stitches are, it's just a lot of fun seeing them and of course seeing them done extremely well too. And, it was a lot of fun. So
it was excellent. And for me, as a beginning stitcher, it was well worth it just to see how these different stitches could exist in different contexts, right? Because most times when you see stitch guides, they just show the stitch by itself. So this was a really, it was good from a design perspective to see how they could be used. So definitely worth the hour.
Yep. So a lot of fun, and we ideas for future videos that, because I think the next one's going to be Mary's 10 favorite threads, so that'll be fun. So so that's the thing. Yeah, that'll be fun. So that's what we have for the midweek show, really, is that video. And so we're now Sunday. Oh boy, this was a blast. Sunday, our guest is Debbie Woodward from Painted Pony Designs. And what a great time we had hearing about her business and how she got started and her designs and Destination Dallas, the trade show she's a partner in, and what she's seeing in the market. And boy, that was a good show. That was a lot of fun to talk to her. So,
yeah, we have a bunch of good ones coming up. So
yes,
we have a lot in store.
Yep, we do. So that's Sunday, and be sure and check out on FlossTube Fiber, just FlossTube Fiber Talk, to see Mary McGuire's 10 favorite stitches, and I'll put links to them right in the needlepoint groups that I'm on Facebook. But WeTalkFiber.com, you'll see it there, and then you'll also see it on our FlossTube channel. So that's it.
Yes. Take care.
Christine's got to get back to work. So thanks for listening.